Women aren't born warriors. We become them. And the road to becoming a warrior is bumpy as hell. Each week, I'm interviewing women who, through tragedy and triumph, are leaping for greatness. Get ready to unleash your inner warrior. I'm Liz Swadek, and this is Conversations with Warrior Women. Hello, warriors. I'm coming to you today with a special message. This is something that has been brewing and reverberating inside me, and I feel called to share it with you. If you're new to our tribe, I'm Liz Swadek, your companion on the simultaneously terrifying and yet transformative journey of midlife. I didn't even want to admit that I was in midlife, let alone embrace it, yet here I am. And now, as a midlife transformation coach and rapid transformational therapist, I'm not just here to guide you, I'm here to stand shoulder to shoulder with you, to link arms with you through the highs and lows, the triumphs and tribulations, and the beautiful awakening that takes place in this profound stage of our lives. Before we move into this soul-stirring episode, I want to connect with you on social, if I haven't already. You can find me on Instagram at liz.swadek, S-V-A-T-E-K, or Facebook at Liz Swadek. And stay tuned for a heartfelt invitation to join our private Warrior Women community later this week. In that intimate space, we delve even deeper into the intricacies of midlife, supporting one another through every twist and turn. So today isn't just an ordinary day. It's a monumental moment in the evolution of our podcast, Conversations with Warrior Women. There has been a lot of transformation in my business and personal life since we first started this show. And this episode marks the new beginning of a new era here at the Conversations with Warrior Women podcast. And this week's episode is going to kick off a six-part series on the new era of midlife. In this six-part series, we will dive into the very essence of midlife, unveiling its true purpose and transformative power. I'm going to be presenting a new concept, a new idea, a new thought process around what midlife is really about, what its purpose and meaning are, and what it's calling women just like you to do. You are being called. And most of us have been putting this call on hold or ignoring it. And now it's become too big to ignore. This is really requiring me to live into my calling, to go beyond myself and what I think I may be capable of. That means going deeper with you as an audience and asking you to reflect. Reflect on what this calling looks like for you as a woman in midlife now. It's going to be a little bit difficult for me to really express everything I want to in this series because this is something I'm learning and leaning into right as we speak. This is something I'm building. I'm building the rocket while I'm flying it. And it's something that I feel called to speak about and teach on a very deep level, a deep soul level. I really do believe that this is going to be as transformative in your life as it's been in mine, and that over the course of this six-part series, you'll get a deeper understanding of what the message is really about. During this six-part series, in every episode, I'm going to invite you to DM me the word ready. And when you do that, you're going to begin to be invited into an even deeper conversation. You're going to be given some tools and a playbook and some resources, and you're going to be invited into a live experience that I'm going to be hosting virtually. So I definitely want to make sure that if you are a listener, that you're following us on social so that you can be a part of all of this amazingness. So let's talk about the new era of midlife. I'm realizing and speaking with and coaching and guiding so many women in their 40s and 50s and 60s that women in many ways feel disconnected from themselves, their friendships, their relationships with their partners, and in some cases, their kids. They're telling me they are no longer deeply connected to what they're doing in their careers and businesses. and who they feel they really want to be in this season of life. Women are feeling simultaneously numb and exhausted by what they've been through. Skating on the surface of life, going through the motions of many things that they have to do, or doing things they've always done because it's in their comfort zone and they may be too afraid to change. They are holding on to things that they used to maybe feel more connected to and no longer do. On a deep heart and soul level, many women are feeling a sense of yearning, a sense of longing to be seen, heard, and validated for all the things they have survived. They are seeking depth, deep connection, deep meaning, and purpose. And that goes hand in hand with what's happening in our culture and in our world right now. The world is also crying out for depth, meaning, purpose, and connection. We are wanting a real sense of community, freedom, peace, and a great sense of purpose. There is a craving and this desire to reinvent and step forward in a new and different way. Not just ourselves, but what the midlife journey looks like for all of us. What the world is feeling and what the midlife women are feeling is a dead match. And that's why I feel there is an incredible opportunity here. This alignment and synergy has been coming for a long time. The midlife journey we are currently seeing is an old program, an outdated model, kind of like June Cleaver. Women want to move from apathy and false narratives to conviction and what's really important. Women want to connect with other women in meaningful ways and to find relationships that are defined by something deeper. So we're moving into a new era of midlife, one that is being redefined and created as we speak. This new era of midlife, which coincides with what the world is wanting, and this new era at the Conversations with Warrior Women podcast, this is all happening at the same time. And I realize that it also aligns with my own personal reinvention, my own identity evolution that I'll be sharing more about in the coming weeks. I believe that all of this fits so perfectly together that it's going to provide a catalyst for real change. So if you're a woman in midlife that feels like the life you've built and what you initially created was good, but now you feel trapped in a golden cage of shoulds and what ifs, or if you feel that things have become very heavy, issues with your kids, your partner, the world and what it's going through, or you feel like you've been put in a golden cage that doesn't allow you to be truly who you are, to truly demonstrate or live into the growth and evolution of who you're becoming, know you're not alone. I feel you. And I know exactly how you're feeling. I was in the golden cage of motherhood, career, marriage, and all the have-tos. And know this, living into your fullest expression, being free and out of the golden cage somehow feels more risky than ever in this political climate, where women have been told that they have no rights over their bodies, that they can't be trusted to make a decision, and that we don't deserve to have a real voice in the conversation of the decisions that are being made. In many instances, women have shut down parts of themselves to survive motherhood or marriage, or the job, or parenting. And now we're faced with many women wanting to break down these invisible golden cages that have been built and formed to keep us contained and unexpressed. Women are realizing that they no longer want to prioritize money and things. That's too small for us. We want to pursue work and have a life that is truly fulfilling on a heart and soul level. Many times, women find themselves outgrowing their personal and professional lives. They are no longer wanting to be in an unfulfilling relationship or career, and they're sick of the hustle, the nonstop busyness of life. They want peace. There's a reason I joined the She Angels Foundation. She Angels gives grants to female-founded, nonprofit organizations that provide mentorship, funding, and resources to a diverse portfolio of women and girls' causes. Together, we can make an exponentially bigger impact, enabling greater diversity and creating a significant and collaborative philanthropic force. Become a part of our movement by joining the She Angels Foundation's Collective Giving membership. Your membership is an annual, fully tax-deductible contribution. Just go to SheAngelsFoundation.org. That's SheAngelsFoundation.org. Give back to women. We are no longer the women that started that business or career long ago. We're different, and we want something more than a paycheck. If you're finding you're having a hard time making decisions, figuring out what's next, stopping ruminating thoughts, or growing your business, or finding peace, it may be because the life that you're living or your business or career that you've built has not come up to being in alignment with who you are and what your values are now. It's time to realize what is really worth expending energy on. Everything we do requires a level of energetic investment. And when we feel out of alignment in our personal or professional lives, it feels heavy, really heavy. That also makes earning money feel heavy. It makes parenting heavy. It makes marriage and partnership heavy. And truthfully, we are longing for the light, not just lifting the weight of responsibilities and burdens off of us, but to be in the light, to feel the glow of joy, satisfaction, and laughter. I believe that what we are in right now, what is being created and forged, is a new era of midlife, where women want a new direction, a new course, new adventures, and new avenues. We are craving alignment between who we are and what we're doing in this world, between who we're becoming and how we're showing up, between who we're spending our time with and how we're expending our energy. The old framework, the old paradigm, tell us that midlife is a crisis, that it's time to sink lower, hide, and feel worse, that it's time to focus on what you haven't yet achieved and all the things you did wrong. That shame and blame and scarcity are all the feelings that you should be having in midlife. I'm here to tell you that none of that is true. The new era of midlife is a fresh start. It's abundant. It's an awakening. It's an identity evolution that is joyful, deep, and meaningful. It's full of reinvention, innovation, and tapping into your wisdom, your wisdom. Not the wisdom of a 20-year-old selling you face cream or a 30-year-old telling you how to become more fit. A wisdom that only you possess because you have a personal journey, a personal experience that needs to be shared and learned from. You have grown and changed and deepened your perspective on life. It's so much richer. You are being called to rise into your impact, to lean into your legacy. This is going to require you to go beyond the surface of life, beyond the niceties and the I'm fine. It's going to require you to go deeper, to become more of your full self, sometimes without knowing what that is. It's going to mean bringing your relationships, your career, your spirituality, your mind, your heart, and your whole life and lived experience into alignment. Not keeping it separate in different silos. Think of this process like a giant mosaic. All the pieces, all the fragments of our lives are being assembled into something we could have never imagined in our 20s. We could have never even known how these pieces were fitting together, but in midlife, we start to see. We see the vision. We lean into the wisdom and see that these pieces and fragments are not random. They were not mistakes. They were important pieces that fit perfectly into the whole of you. You will learn that everything has landed as it should and led to your highest good, even when it feels like shit, even when you thought it didn't go the way you wanted. In fact, especially then. This new era of midlife is about recognizing your capability and seeing a new future. You have survived, but it's time to thrive. Having the willingness to recognize what is no longer aligned and taking action. The women I am coaching and meeting right now want to feel fully invested and in the full embodiment of what their lives and work are about. Because when that's happening, there's no sabotage, no friction, no depression, and no stuckness. This is our spiritual growth homework, which is really heart work that we're called to do in this season and in this new era. That sadness and stuckness is not about midlife itself. It's the warrior's cry for freedom, for alignment, and to doing the heart work. Unless that spiritual growth heart work is actively engaged, unless we feel the things that are out of alignment are being resolved, unless there is growth, then stress, anxiety, and resentment will be ever present. Resentment for all the things we want to explore and try and do that we feel we cannot because we're doing other people's spiritual growth homework. For a long time now, we have been doing everything for our kids, our partners, our friends, all of their spiritual growth work, afraid to let the ball drop, afraid of the other shoe dropping. But now we are too tired to keep doing it. We want to stop and focus on ourselves, be on our own divine journey. Midlife is the new era. It's about staying in your lane because you have plenty of work to do there. I think it's really important to understand that women have been willing to endure a lot of pain and suffering and stress for other people. We're willing to sacrifice, even die for our children, when what we really need is to live for ourselves, releasing the control, releasing the pain, regret, releasing the struggle, releasing the resentment and rage so we can thrive. So I want you to think about where you are in your life and business right now, the highs and lows of the journey to midlife. And if you're at an earlier stage of your life, if you're under 40 and you're listening to this, know that this is really a conversation about evolution, about changing your identity, what it would look like to evolve and change your identity even when it feels impossible. Each of us has a mission, a reason we're here. For me, my mission is to free as many midlife women as possible so that they can be fully expressed into their highest potential. And I want you to open yourself up to what this is for you, what potentials you're sitting in, not living into, or where there is more for you. The fact is that each of us has been given a gift, many gifts. I realize one of my gifts is using humor as a healer. I use my humor in my coaching, my programs, and when I speak on stages, and it sets people at ease. It makes them feel that personal growth is accessible and possible, and tells them that not everything has to be so tough. Today, I was brought into a mastermind group to speak and work with women on their confidence and visibility in business. I led them through an exercise where they got in touch with their little girls, the little girls inside of them that they had neglected. This little girl work is an important part of what I do, and these women were scared to do what I had planned. I used humor to relax them and help them into vulnerability. I then spoke passionately about the new era of midlife and how this is their time to pour into themselves. I left that group this morning like this is what I meant to do with my life. I want you to think about what your highest potential could be, what your gifts are, not what it should be, but what it could be. And I want to create this new era of midlife women who are leading the way for the younger women, showing them what it looks like when you are tapping into your wisdom and gifts. Imagine in this new era of midlife where we are the most respected, most sought after, most successful, happiest, and most aligned group on the planet. Imagine what it would look like, what the world would look like if each of us, midlife women, were living into our highest potentials. What a beautiful world. Are you ready for that? I am. I want you to DM me the word ready. And in part two, I'm going to be talking to you about your biggest life lesson, your biggest diamond. And if you don't know what I'm talking about or what I mean by diamond, I'm going to explain that in the next episode. We're going to talk about how the pivotal moments in our lives, these lessons, these diamonds are what leads to your legacy. We're going to talk about what it means to dial in your genius and to use your innate gifts to answer your highest calling and live into your legacy. How to curate your dream life by design. This needs to come from a much deeper place than maybe you're used to going. Thinking won't get you there. This is intuitive work. I'm going to teach you, and I'm going to offer up to you an empowered midlife playbook, but you have to message me the word ready if you want to get your hands on it. And we're going to keep discussing this new era of midlife and what that means. And this is going to be a full body conversation that we're having. I'm going to talk to you in the next episodes, 2 through 6, about how you are extraordinary. There is no other you. You were put here with a purpose. You have a deep, deep calling in the world. And in this new era of midlife, that changes. You're not the same. You're not the same person you once were. You've grown. You've matured. And you've become so much deeper in your thoughts and your perspectives and what you can share with others and how you can impact the world. Creating a legacy, something that represents your gifts. And that is truly amazing. That's what the world needs now. And doing this is going to light your heart and soul on fire in a way nothing else can. So I invite you to go on this journey of this new era of midlife.